Keith Peters reporting. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas predicts Democrats will force President Biden to drop his campaign for re-election and replace him with one of two prominent black women. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Cruz says Biden will be forced out and replaced by either Vice President Kamala Harris or former First Lady Michelle Obama. Cruz told Fox News the Democrats have known for some time that Joe Biden was mentally impaired, but are taking action now only because, quote, they realize the American people have seen that and they're terrified he's going to lose in November. Some polls have given both Harris and Obama a slight edge over Donald Trump. Bob Agnew reporting.
President Biden made a verbal flub this evening, introducing Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as President Vladimir Putin at a NATO summit, to the gasps of many, but he quickly recovered. Zelensky thanks President Biden for his support and seeks international help in ending the war.
We must end this war justly and for peace to return as soon as possible. We need a second peace summit this year. Thank you for participation. And we are counting heavily on America's support in this. God bless America. Slava Ukraine.
We will stay with you, period.
Mr. Biden announced a new $225 million aid package for Ukraine on Thursday, including a Patriot missile system to bolster its air defenses against a deadly onslaught of Russian airstrikes. Donald Trump's lawyers are urging the judge in his New York hush money case to overturn his conviction and dismiss the case in the wake of the Supreme Court's recent ruling on presidential immunity. The former president's lawyers wrote in papers made public Thursday that prosecutors rushed to try Trump in April and May while the high court was still considering his immunity claims. SRN News. The Global Methodist Church is changing some of its practices in the wake of its church's disaffiliating from the United Methodist Church. SRN's Bill Alexander reports.
Among the changes, it will no longer use an annual clergy appointment system. The church formed after the United Methodists changed their book of discipline to allow same-sex marriage and homosexual clergy. It will instead allow what one clergyman calls a more fluid approach, making clergy appointments as they come, rather than an annual review. The Reverend Terry Bentley tells AL.com, one of the hardest parts of starting a new denomination is making sure all of its churches have pastors. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Athletes from around the world are gathering in France for the Paris Olympics. Secularism in France has caused the country to forbid its athletes from wearing headscarves as well as other visibly religious symbols. Athletes of different faiths are urging them to respect religious practices. SRN News. Optimism about interest rates gave Wall Street a boost, though the S&P 500 and NASDAQ indexes tumbled today. More on the day's trading from correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York City.
Most stocks rose after the latest update on inflation bolstered Wall Street's hopes that relief on interest rates may come as soon as September. Nearly 80% of the stocks in the S&P climbed on Thursday. Home builders, real estate owners, and other stocks that benefit the most from easier interest rates led the way. Slumps for Nvidia, Tesla, and other influential stocks masked the underlying strength. That dragged the S&P 500 down 0.9%. The NASDAQ fell 2%. The Dow edged up 32 points. That's about 0.1%. Bond yields fell sharply after the inflation report came in cooler than expected. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note dropped to 4.21%. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.